We are having a meeting here.
This is actually more a meeting than a talk, a little bit off to describe what the video team is doing. And also people can help. Actually, a lot of people already help. But it's a we have a topic. We have several teams here working. The teams are listed in this abstract for the proceedings were camera team, audio mixer, TV grabbing, streaming, and coding. Actually, this is mostly automatic. Uploading and archiving is not really, I'm not sure if this will happen for Mexico. And collecting of the slides of the speakers, which needs to be done, and producing DVDs. These are the areas of the team we have. We also have some network work to do, like tomorrow. Today we had network here in the morning, but then turned it off as the stream didn't work properly. This will hopefully be done tonight. I'm not sure. There are some other open questions, like should we use the archive, the meeting archive DVM net where we stored the recordings of the last conferences, also for other stuff, like for example, we recorded FOSDEM with only the DVM developer room, but there are also other talks which might be interesting for DVM people. The same goes for other conferences, and also the one of the issues with meeting archive
net is that at the moment of the in the last year I was the only one maintaining the archive, uploading stuff there, putting slides there, organizing stuff, and I would like to have a team doing this because in a year or in 2 years I won't be fed up with this if I do it alone. Also how to inform about new content. In the last year I mostly used my blog to say there's new talks available. I was thinking about creating an RSS feed and or announce mailing list, or I don't know. Another question is what to do with the source files. Today we've gathered 100 gigabytes of data. I think we can throw away 30% or something. But DV is still the best quality, and should we keep it now and upload it in 3 years, or should we throw it away or whatever? Another thing is backup of the complete archive. We have it on, I upload it to one machine which gets, from which it gets rsynced to another, but if it's deleted on the one machine, the rsync mirror automatically deletes it on the other, so I keep a backup of everything I upload on my hard drive at home. And I'm buying hard drives on a quite, I've bought 2 hard drives in the last year, I think. License stuff. At the moment we use a software license. We discussed in FOSDEM to create a DEPCON video team license, which was, Ben, you wanted to do that to?
I haven't done that, but I should think. I can reword the MIT license slightly so it's video rather than software or something like that.
Yeah, I knew it was easy, but I didn't remember what to do there. The last thing from my list from this proceeding was sponsorship, maybe find sponsors for DV camps for video team members so that we can actually test setups before conferences and not in the last evening before. And also, the last conferences I did, I borrowed DV cams from different friends and copied all the tapes. And the thing what makes uses the cameras hard playing DV tapes is more does the camera hurt more than recording? So I don't feel comfortable always asking friends for the cameras to. Copy to grab stuff from the tapes. That's the list of things I had. yeah, I don't know how to go on with this WoF at the moment because I'm completely tired. So one thing which we not discussed here and where really a volunteer would be needed would be collecting slides from all the speakers so that we can upload the slides together with the talks. Usually 30%, 40% of the speakers send in their slides, then you send a request mail for the slides and another 30% send them and yeah, hand over the microphones. You cannot do picture in picture as last year in Helsinki. In Helsinki we had a hardware DV mixer and we don't have that thing now, and we hadn't, because of the lack of DV cams also as a reason, we didn't
It wasn't DV mixer, it was an analog mixer.
Okay, in Helsinki it was an analog mixer, but we thought about preparing DV mixer or anything and we couldn't do this because we have no cameras. And some Spanish conference in Mallorca, I don't remember which it was, they SCP'd the slides or the screenshot from the speaker's desktop to a web server so people on the net could see the slides. This is one thing, but the other thing is to actually get the slides, get the PDF or the sources to upload them together with the movie. This is a different thing. So this would also be another job which would be nice if somebody would do this, which also involves going to the speakers, installing the small script to upload the slides. But it would also be good because, as we've seen today, some speakers don't test their laptop with VGA out and come here and don't have a way to display their slides. So this is also a task. Tulima is going to all the speakers and tells them that they should test the notebook and they should speak with the audience and they should do whatever speaker information. And so it would maybe good to hook up with him and to go all to all the speakers and prepare this SCP thing.
So do we want the SCP thingy?
I think it would be nice. Like the streams are not so good quality and some slides are not really readable. Like in the Intel talk, she used very small
but
fonts.
But if we have no internet here, what's the point?
We do also have internet here.
We do?
Yes, it just turned down today because we did not manage the bandwidth.
I can work in that.
Yeah, it would be cool.
But as you said, I should have tested it better, right, I guess.
Yeah, but I don't think it's so difficult to do.
Well, sometimes it makes the whole screen flicker with every capture this script makes, and that's very completely like. So, but I can try.
You can
do it.
Yeah. Yeah, then somebody, it would be nice if somebody would say, I will collect the slides and upload them. Yeah, cool.
Probably two or three people.
We could do it as a team. Exactly, but have a mailing. Okay, good, but no, he does the upload. No, you don't do the uploading.
We all have but everybody in the video team, and we can add you as an account on Homer. Maybe everybody has an account on Homer now. And then you have an account on Homer, you have an account, I know. You got mail with your password.
That mail.
And there we can just create a shared directory for the video team where we can upload all slides and put them, collect them. The other thing, we need to work on the encoding of the videos. Like now we have the raw DV files and we need to write some scripts which will encode them to different codecs and different qualities, which should not be that hard. The script is easy. I've written those scripts for other conferences, and we just need to define what qualities do we have. And then we need to decide if we can keep those DV files, if there are enough, or throw them away because we don't have the hard drive space. I think we should see this in a few days. We still have at the moment 900 gigabytes free space left on this machine, and on the other machine in the hack lab is also one terabyte. So that should work.
This is a borrowed machine, so we presumably we cannot take away the disks. So unless we can somehow, unless we have disks to copy to, we cannot keep those original files.
Yeah, I was already counting on your hard drive and my hard drive, which is together half a terabyte, that we will most certainly need to upload.
There won't be enough for DV, for other DV, will it?
1 hour of DV is 12 gigabytes. So, and with the encoded,
we will have more than 40 hours.
Yeah, with the encoded stuff in a different format, so we can say 1 hour is probably 20 gigabytes with including raw DV. Maybe it's only 18, but if we have 40 hours, then it's 700 gigabytes. So we would need another 300 gigabyte hard drive to get everything.
We'll keep the tapes.
We can keep the tapes, but then we have 40 tapes, which will be, again, lots of work to... But that would be a way to store it and copy it later, but I don't think...
The tapes are... I think the tapes are... The DV and... The raw DV is going to be a backup, because no one's going to want to download that. So it's a backup if we really need it, I think.
I think nowadays nobody will download it, but in 5 years maybe it's...
Oh, then we have the tapes.
Yeah, but then we don't work with the tapes. Then the tapes will be in some dusty corner of some cupboard, and I won't be interested in 40 hours copying the tapes. Which is not 40 hours work, but it's 40 hours... Yeah.
I think we should definitely keep the tapes, but what if in 5 years devices that can copy off DV tapes faster than real time will be actually affordable. Right now they're not affordable at all, but maybe we might in the future be able to borrow or buy one relatively affordably.
Ture, hypotheticals are very nice, but I don't know if that's really realistic at the moment.
No, but the point is, in 5 years we will still have the tapes.
In 5 years we'll have another 5 years worth of tapes as well. Sorry. Can you turn the camera away now?
Okay.
Dora will just build this machine, no?
Of course he will.
Dora knows about tapes.
We have the setup with the streaming is like this, that we constantly produce streams and write it to the hard drive and get files which are labeled, I think, tower minus date minus hour or minus time. And that would be another job to on the end of the day to rename those files into useful file names for the encoding. Otherwise we'll get much more files which we'll need to rename. So I think this... And also delete the other stuff so that we get best. So I think this would be good to have it in the video team task schedule, like we have now tasks for audio mixers, video mixer, video camera operators, that there is every day somebody who volunteers to go through the files. And
we need actually to have a way of viewing the DV files as it is. There's, as Marge is currently configured, there's no way of actually viewing the DV files from there. We would need someone to be able to serve those to, you could serve them to the grabbing machines and install a Totem or VLC or whatever on there. At the moment, that isn't done.
We also have the problem that the hack lab will be closed, the tower, will at least the tower will be closed at some moment in the evening. And we only have a 10 Mbit link to the rest of the network, so we cannot really watch DV files on the other end. Or can we? No, we can't. DV, no. Certainly not. So we basically need to encode everything and then decide after encoding what we throw away, right?
We can figure it out fairly well by the timestamp, by looking at the modified time. You have to tell us when the recording ended.
Like the way you work now, you interrupt the recording when the talk starts and interrupt it when the talk ends, and so we have 1 10-minute break or something, so we can throw away the small files.
No. We actually have one break between... We've tended to have one break between talks. It may...
In practice, the way it's been done... I've tried to do it this way, but I don't know if it's been done this way consistently. But I interrupt it before each talk and after each talk, which then produces a bunch of small files, which we can then throw away. Or just echo nil into it so that your serial number generator won't be confused, because that just iterates over each serial number.
Isn't it so that in the current schedule there are no consecutive talks? There is always a break between the talks, so...
There will always be a break between the talks, because at least the speaker changes. Yeah.
So... I don't see where is the point, because you don't have two talks following each other. Yes, today, but I mean the coming days.
Yeah, but there will always be a small break. Like, people will get in and get out. So that's not really the point. That's just the point that we will have small and big files which we know we can throw away. Probably, but I would still suggest to encode them first to view them shortly.
Another reason to continue making the small files is that as long as the breaks in the file are short enough, we can continue streaming them so that you don't stop the stream, which would force the client to reconnect. You just stop recording, or just make a sort of mark in the recording.
But if you stop the recording now, then it automatically reconnects. So do the clients then have to reconnect?
I think they do. I'm afraid. So I think they do.
Not if they don't run out of buffer space. I believe from my personal experience. From my personal experience, what, further away? Well, what am I doing wrong? From personal experience, when I run an Icecast stream, if I interrupt the source briefly, it sometimes will, if it's briefly enough, it will not reconnect. It will not need to reconnect.
Good. But the way it's set up now was that.
How brief is briefly enough?
Less brief than what we're doing now, because what's happening now is that when we interrupt, it's just a quick rerun of the file, so less than half a second probably.
Yo is just saying on IRC that they did have to reconnect between Denise's talk and this one, so it depends how briefly that was.
But we encountered some strange network-related problems. If you scroll up here, you will see that it fails to log in to the server several times.
But the way this DC6 record whatever script is called, it just automatically restarts the capturing and the streaming.
It's relative.
Is this break short enough?
Yeah, it should be. Anyway...
But we cannot make it any shorter anyway.
No, like we can't.
It's automatically started instantly.
Yes.
So actually, there's a 1 second delay in there simply so that you can interrupt it properly. So that could be removed, but it would then be very difficult to stop the loop.
Then it would be difficult?
To break the script.
We could just reduce the delay. GNU sleep allows for floating point delay numbers. So
I don't know.
If you just say sleep dot 1 seconds, you might decrease the chances of that happening. I believe
this
so.
This is getting a bit into details.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You're rich.
Yeah, but I think it would be nice if we try it to, but this is the details are off topic or
yeah.
Details. Mm. But we already have like, I've not counted the files, like 20 or 30 files, which we cannot review tonight because we won't have the bandwidth to view them.
Well, we can if we encode them first.
Yeah, if we encode them fast. But how fast is the machine here, dual processor?
That I don't know.
I think it's just a single processor with 3 GHz or something.
So there are 27
no,
files, by the way. Many of them
no,
are blank.
No, at least 2 processors.
So, but in my experience...
If you lower the quality, the encoding will run much, much faster, and you don't need much quality for review.
Yes, but still, it will. We'll need to have to set it up. And I think it's unrealistic that we'll start the encoding things before dinner. Maybe we should just do it before dinner, so during dinner it gets encoded. Then we can review them after dinner. Yay. Or maybe we should have a task force tomorrow, or one person or whatever, to review them tomorrow.
We can try starting encoding them. Can we decide quickly which formats and bit rates?
We can just encode them now without deciding to what we streamed, which should be enough to review them.
Okay.
And do proper encodings later. We just throw them away.
Fine.
Yeah. Good.
There are 27 files. 7 of them are of 0 length.
And how many are below 2 GB? Which is
most of them.
12 minutes.
Hang on, I'll just grab. 6 of them are large, as in over 1 GB.
And we, how many talks did we have today? 6. I
think so.
Yeah, that basically works out then.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it when that happens.
Is there anything else we need to decide now?
I'm interested in your ideas of team maintenance of meeting archive DBNet. Like, yeah.
I'm not quite clear what, how much work that involves and what the tasks are. Do you mean things like the encoding or?
No,
or just
I mean the archive. Where the, all the recorded talks are stored, also the DEPCON 5 videos and the FOSDEM videos and the other conferences videos, because at the moment these are mostly talks or conferences where I have been. And now, if you go to a conference in a different part of the world and you make recordings there, at the moment there's no way to upload them and etc. to announce that. Which I've
right, so it's not so much that there's more work than you can. It's just not so much that it's too much work for you. It's just that
it's
an access issue. Yes.
Also that, but there's also leftover work from DEPCON 5, like the we had a nice overview, or we still have a nice overview page on the Debian Wiki, which I think would be good to have it moved there. There are still some. Slides in my inbox where people send them to me and there's still slides
okay.
missing. And there's some DVDs were not produced, there's stuff other people could do. And this is basically just a call for your participation. And how the access issue then will be solved can be discussed in practice when it's due.
Okay.
You want a mic?
I'm talking to the booth. By sign language. Yes, it's okay. Didn't work out well.
Yeah. So let's stop here.
Now might be a time to assign people to tasks for tomorrow.
Yes.
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 Oh.
Yes.
Okay, the new.
Just remembered, by the way, that today on IRC lots of people ask for various BOFs, so I think it's interesting to stream BOFs. And I think we have the setup, so we just should do it. It's in the other HackLab, it's only operating a camera, basically.
And it's not going to tax resources only, is
it? No. We have not tested this today as planned yesterday, by the way. But it's... We tested, yeah... It's the same setup, so it should just work with little preparation. And tomorrow there's this welcome event at 11, I think, and then there's the first thing scheduled here at right after lunch. I don't know.
So not moderating talks early?
I don't think so. There's the schedule with the handwritten additions to the schedule. I don't know if there's an online version. I hope so.
Yeah, there's something in the wiki for all the buffs and stuff in the schedule.
Ah.
So. There's actually one short session here before lunch.
Okay. Yeah. Huh? Tomorrow.
Open Solaris and Debian, can we be friends?
Yeah. There's also just before that the welcome thing, which is going to be here, so.
Yeah, of course.
Weren't you looking at the schedule, Neil?
Looking at everything that's in here.
Here being...
The parliamentary tower.
Right, well, we need to assign people to the hack lab as well. There are buffs tomorrow.
The only extra ones that I remember off the top of my head is...
No, we wanted to discuss, to settle our tasks and our schedule for tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Your idea, Ben? I think the world has to enjoy a very overworked video team now.
Yeah. Hello, world.
Hello, bias beer.
Hello,
beer would be nice.
Tora has been disenfranchised.
So, Nati, you don't have your list here?
Bastards. All of you bastards.
So then we can decide to talk over this list during dinner or before dinner, preferably before dinner.
There's not a spreadsheet. We can work it out shortly.
That was why Neil was looking at this computer.
No, he's actually browsing porn.
He's browsing porn?
The internet isn't on from here, is it? Not a wireless internet, anyway.
Boom. Are you recording that? Have you seen what they're doing? Oh. Streaming porn.
Yeah.
She was naked again.
Should we stop the recording now and discuss?